Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. How are you doing? Are you having a good day today? This is Easter Monday. Some people had time off from work, either had Good Friday or Easter Monday. I hope you, if you had your day off work, I hope you enjoyed your time. Hope you enjoyed your Easter of 2022. Hope you had a good Easter as you celebrate the risen King, Jesus, the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords, as you celebrate how Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose on the third day. As you celebrated yesterday on Easter Sunday with your family and everything, I hope it was a great day in the Lord. I hope you enjoyed your day, but I hope you just got to worship the Lord. Hallelujah! For everything He has done for us. He is so good to us, ain't He? Sometimes we don't deserve it, but God is so good. It's by His grace that His goodness is in our life. Hallelujah. Well, before we get started on our podcast, let's pray. Let's open up in prayer. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just touch them right now, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just stir their heart for today's podcast. They can take this podcast, apply it to life, and grow in their relationship with you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you blessed us with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today's episode of our podcast, we're going to talk about He's Not Here. He's not here. Think about that for a minute. I want you to think about that. He's not here. And I'm going to be looking at Luke 24, verses 1 through 12. And in this story here, we're going to look at what the women and also what Peter witnessed that day at the tomb. Okay, if you have your Bibles, let's open our Bibles. Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices, which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Right now, what you're seeing is three women went to the tomb. They took spices to anoint the body for burial. But when they got there, the stone has been rolled away, and He wasn't there. I want you to think about one question. How do you think they reacted? How do you think they feel inside when they got to see a prophecy fulfilled? Think about that. As you thought about that question and how they felt, because right now they have seen the prophecy fulfilled about how Jesus said that He would die on the cross and rise on the third day. So now, in verse 4, and it happened as they were gently perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to Him, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Look at that right there. The angels tell them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how He spoke to you when He was still in Galilee?" Verse 7, Jesus saying, this is Jesus in red letters saying, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." And they remember His words, and then returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other woman with them, who told these things to the apostles. And all their words seemed to them like those idle tales. The people didn't believe what they were saying, is what that means. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb and stooped down, and he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves. And he departed, marveled himself at what had happened. In this story right here, you're seeing how Jesus said, even Jesus told him, when he's in Galilee, "I'm going to be handed over to sinful men. I'm going to be crucified, but I'm going to rise on that third day." Okay, so now they got to witness how Jesus rose from the grave. Now they got to see Him in action, you could say. So as you look here, it was the three women that went. That was Mary, Joanna, okay, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. And as they went and they was going to go anoint the body for spices, they got to see, hallelujah, Jesus rose from the grave. Hallelujah. But when they saw it, Then you saw the angels appear. Now the angels had the heavenly glow. That's why they bowed their head. They had the heavenly glow upon them. And they said the famous words, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? Jesus is alive. Hallelujah." The angels proclaimed, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Hallelujah." And when they went back to tell people, people didn't believe them. They thought they was gossiping or telling idle talks, the Bible says. The New King James Version says. But when they was telling people, didn't believe them. But Peter, boy, he rose up. Boy, he ran. And he got to see the prophecy fulfilled. He got to see Jesus rose from the grave. Hallelujah. He saw the grave was empty. The tomb is empty. He's not there no more. He's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How does that make you feel as a Christian today? If you take this right here, and we take this story and apply it to our lives, that Jesus is alive. He's alive within us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boy, that gives you a shouting ground, don't it? That makes you want to shout. Let's praise Him. Let's take a praise break. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Shitabasha. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. As you take that little praise break, that feels good, don't it? Yeah. Feels good to feel the presence of God in your life, don't it? Yeah. Wherever you're at. If you're at work or at home or in the car, wherever you're at, just praise Him. Give Him glory for what He's done for you. Hallelujah. Because right here in His Word, it showed that Jesus rose from the grave. And that's why we celebrate Easter, where Jesus rose on the third day. He died for me and you and our sins. And He rose on the third day. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Praise Him today. Hallelujah. He's so good to us, folks. Yes, He is. It's by His grace. By His grace, hallelujah. But if you look right here, I love how the angel said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen from the grave. He said He would, and He did it. And He did. Hallelujah. Glory to God." So application of today's message is Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive forevermore. He's not in the grave today. He's alive forevermore. And He's alive in our lives today for His glory. Yes, He is. He's alive with me and you today. He's in our hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just praise Him. That's the application. Just praise Him and thank Him for being alive. Thank Him for the promise that He fulfilled. That promise right there He fulfilled. He died, but He rose on the third day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast today. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. Hope it's been a blessing to you today and everything. But let's pray right now. I'm going to pray with you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to this podcast, I pray, Lord, you just be with them right now for Your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just touch them right now, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct them. Order their steps. Bless their day, Lord. Touch their need for Your glory, Father God. And we want to give You all the glory, honor, and praise. We want to praise You today, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord. Ever how you listen to our podcast, we're on all the major podcast outlets. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be with us on this podcast. Well, have a blessed day in the Lord. And also remember, you can go to our Facebook page at Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey, and you can see the podcast, see some preaching, teaching videos, and some devotional writings and everything. So, well, thank you for being with us. Have a blessed day.